are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani. You can follow me on Twitter at ShortstopBall. Check out my bio there to see everywhere I am covering the great game of baseball. Also, make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at Locked On Brewers and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast. And thank you for making Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. We post episodes daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and we are free and available on all platforms. On today's episode of Locked On Brewers, we'll be looking at the first base position, looking at what is there currently for the Brewers, what's coming up in the future, and what are some possibilities on the free agent market this offseason that the Brewers could potentially look at if they wanted to improve the first base position. There actually are some very interesting names out there this offseason. So we'll be covering all of that on today's episode. Really going to start doing a lot more of these positional, I guess, kind of previews in the offseason, looking at what they have now, what they have for the future, and what could potentially be out there this offseason. So going to kick off the series here. Kind of kicked it off on Tuesday's podcast, looking at the catcher position. That's what kind of gave me the idea to do this. I think it'll be a very good idea to just go through position by position, see what the Brewers have, what they have down the line, and whether or not they need to make a move there. So going to start it, or I guess continue it here, with the first base position. And going into 2022, it's looking like Rowdy Tellez is going to be the Brewers' first baseman to begin the season. If the season were to start today, that's who I would have there. Obviously, Rowdy came over in a trade last year from the Blue Jays, was very good for the Brewers. I thought he actually was very solid defensively as well, made some very good plays over there defensively, and hit a little bit as well, got some pop from the left side. So I like Rowdy Tellez. I mean, he was very good in the postseason as well for the Brewers when nobody else really was getting going. So I like Rowdy Tellez. I'm certainly fine if they start the coming up season with him as their first baseman. Again, I think he's kind of first in line for that. Behind him would be Daniel Vogelbach, another left-handed bat who is questionable over there defensively at first base, but can obviously put him there. The Brewers did several times in 2021. I do like Vogelbach, and I like him more as, you know, a DH type, a left-handed bat off the bench is probably where he fits the best, but he can play first base if you need him to, so certainly is an option there for what's there now for the Brewers. And they just traded for somebody else that might fit into that mix as well. Could certainly play there in a pinch if you needed him to. And that's Mike Brasso, the utility infielder that the Brewers just got from Tampa Bay. So Brasso has experience at first base. Again, probably third on that depth chart right now. Right-handed bat, so you could platoon there a little bit if you wanted to. So, but Brasso is another option that the Brewers have under contract for a while, who does have experience at first base and could play there if needed. And then let's not forget Keston Hiura, the guy who was groomed to be the first baseman of the future going into the 2021 season. It didn't really work out there offensively for sure, but I also didn't love what I saw there defensively. I think Keston's either going to be slated for a DH or perhaps corner outfield spot. I was kind of hesitant about putting him in the outfield, more so just because I want him to focus on the bat and not having to learn to play another position. But Vinny kind of led me on this one a little bit to turn things around a little bit, or turn my tune a little bit on that one. And he seems to think that Keston actually might fit best in a corner outfield spot. I'm not sure about that with his arm, which was already questionable from second base, but you know, perhaps you put him out there in left field, maybe he settles in and finds a nice spot there where he's comfortable. And again, I just want him to get the bat going. I don't really care where he plays, but we're talking about first base here. He does at least have some experience there, can play there if needed to. Again, right-handed, so you could potentially platoon him with Tellez or Vogelbach over there at first base. But those are your main options now. I know Jace Peterson can play first base as well, but you know, you're talking about guys who could take over the position and play it for a long time, you know, if needed, if there was an injury, you know, up on the depth chart, you know, either any of these guys here could step in to first base and play several games there for you. So really, I mean, not a terrible first base depth chart for the Brewers right there with Tellez, Vogelbach, Brasso, and Keston Hiura. Certainly could be a lot worse. I mean, I don't think any of those guys are going to stand out or, you know, be all-star caliber first baseman by any means, but certainly a good list of guys. Again, a good solid depth chart at first base to at least begin the offseason. We'll see how things shake out and, you know, what position ultimately these guys settle on for Brasso and Keston Hiura. But, you know, at least having Tellez and Vogelbach there at the top, you know, two guys who have played the position a lot, two guys who have shown some promise offensively. I think it's definitely, you know, could be worse at the first base position. I definitely don't think it's something of a need this offseason, although we'll talk about, you know, where they could potentially go free agent wise if they wanted to, but not something that's at the top of my shopping list this offseason, you know, as maybe it was offseason before they decided to move Keston Hiura over there. I think this is, you know, a position they would be fine going into 2022 with and feel very comfortable with. Let's take our first break here, and then we'll come back and look at what the future of the position looks like for the Milwaukee Brewers. I love Thanksgiving, all the good food and treats and plenty of them, but maybe you want a yummy dessert that isn't full of calories and sugar. It's the perfect time for Built Bars. Built Bars is the new holiday dessert. Feast on something delicious and feel good about it. One slice of pie has upwards of 300 calories, and that's on the low end. Most Built Bars are only 130 calories and only 4 grams of sugar with plenty of protein. Replace the coconut cream pie with coconut Built Bar, or go for a raspberry Built Bar instead of that raspberry pie. Lots of good flavors to replace any pie. Low calorie, low carb, low fat, high protein, covered in 100% real chocolate. Built is a great option for when you're hungry. If Thanksgiving isn't coming soon enough, go for a Built Bar or two. Share some at your family gatherings. It will make things less awkward. Maybe Aunt Betty hasn't tried a Built Bar yet, so you can introduce her to one or several. There are new surprises all month long. Limited time flavors arriving at Built.com regularly, so check the site often. There's nothing like a Built Bar Black Friday. Mark your calendar. Black Friday will be a huge event with all sorts of surprises. Go to Built.com, use promo code LOCKED15, and you'll get 15% off your order. Use promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at Built.com. All right, so talking about what the future of the position looks like at first base, you know, obviously some of the players I've mentioned in the first segment there are going to be around, you know, for a while and are under control with the Brewers. So some of those could be, you know, potentially the future at first base for the Milwaukee Brewers, but got some coming up in the pipeline, you know, maybe a little bit further down the road that I think could ultimately take over the position. And one of my favorites is the guy that they just drafted in Alex Baneyes out of Louisville, a hometown product too in Wisconsin, but played at Louisville, a really big bat, was seen by many to be, you know, a top 10, top 15 pick coming into the 2021 draft, but then got a little slow out of the gate in the college season and picked it up late. Had a really good pro debut for Milwaukee. He was a third baseman at Louisville, but moved over to first base. So, I mean, he can play either corner infield spot. I think he ultimately works his way into the first base role. And I think he could be not, you know, the first baseman for a long time in Milwaukee. That's how high I am on Alex Baneyes. I really just like his swing, his approach at the plate. I think he's going to give you, you know, easy 25 to 30 home run pop, left-handed batter, still just 21 years old, will turn 22 in May. So, again, he's probably my pick. He won't, and I think he could as a college hitter. He probably won't be ready till at least 2023, definitely won't be ready in 2022. So it'd be 2023 at the earliest, most likely looking at 2024. But he is, again, a college bat. I would not be surprised at all if he moves quickly through the system in 2022. I mean, he worked his way, or I guess he pretty much started Well, he started in the rookie league and then went up to single-A Carolina, played 29 games there. So I would not be surprised at all if he is, you know, in double-A pretty quickly in 2022 and then again knocking on the door maybe in 2023. I think he's that advanced of a hitter. He hit .309 in Carolina last year, a .583 slugging, 9 home runs, a .973 OPS. Again, that's single-A. But I just think he is that good of a hitter, and I think he could, if he continues to progress like that, continue to hit like that, he's going to move through the system very quickly, being a, you know, college bat. So he's somebody that I would keep an eye out to take over that first base position, you know, maybe 2024, 2023 at the earliest. Thomas Dillard, another, you know, prospect kind of in the same path as Baneas, obviously a little bit ahead of him, but Thomas Dillard, you know, he had a good season as well in the minor leagues for the Brewers, but he can play left field as well, but he can kind of play all over. But 2021, he moved up to double-A towards the end of 2021, hit .256 there with a .741 OPS. But in high A, and I've talked about it several times before, double A South is just a hard place to hit in. So you got to take those, you know, numbers and adjust accordingly. But in high A, Wisconsin, he had a .830 OPS in 78 games with 16 home runs. So, I mean, again, you're looking at somebody else who's probably an easy 25-30 home run bat right now and, you know, around an .800 OPS hitter. So I don't know as much about him on the defensive side of things, but certainly somebody who could push for to be the future first baseman, maybe. But I probably see him more as a corner outfielder, but certainly has the possibility of being a first baseman for the Brewers. Weston Wilson was in AAA for the Brewers this past year and had some really good numbers, .267, .354, .548 with 16 home runs. So some really good numbers there. Again, a guy that's kind of been around a while, kind of been a fringe major leaguer. Perhaps he gets, you know, his chance, but you know, probably not the guy of the future, but somebody who could potentially step up, you know, in the short term if needed. But again, the Brewers have some first basemen already there that are going to be there for a little while now, so they have the position kind of in hand at the moment. Rowdy Tellez is under arbitration through 2024, so they have at least 3 more seasons with Rowdy there. And then Vogelbach, he's under arbitration for the same amount of time. So you got both those guys for 3 more seasons. So again, the first base position is kind of solid there. Then obviously, you know, you got, you know, Keston Hiura around for a while. You got Mike Brasso around for a while as well. So, I mean, they have some options at first base that you feel pretty comfortable with for a while now. And then you got those guys on the way, and Baneas, Dillard, that I think could be, you know, first baseman of the future and perhaps have a little bit more upside than the guys that they currently have. All right, we'll take our last break here, and then we'll come back and look at some free agents out there that if the Brewers did want to make a big splash at first base this offseason, they could go after. BetOnline is back and better than ever. You got all eyes on the gridiron as teams are back to start another football season. You also got the NBA season back. You got college basketball back. Obviously, college football is in action as well. So plenty of possibilities out there if you want to get in on the action. And as always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro college and college football action this season, as well as NBA and college basketball, like I mentioned. They have a new updated site and interface with even more odds, props, and contests. BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. So again, like I said, I think first base is not a priority for the Brewers this offseason by any means, but the front office was feeling frisky and wanted to get a little wild this offseason. There are some pretty solid options out there. Obviously, the top one being Freddie Freeman. Most people don't believe he's going to leave Atlanta, and even fewer think that if he does, Milwaukee would be the landing spot for him. Most people tend to think he's either going to go back to Atlanta or go out west where he was born and raised and play for the Angels or the Dodgers, somebody like that. So it's very unlikely that he would go to Milwaukee, and just the fact that I don't see the Brewers spending big money on somebody else right now. They already have Yelich tied up for a long time as somebody that's supposed to be their cornerstone. I doubt they would throw that money at Freddie Freeman, who I believe is 31, maybe about to be 32. So I just don't see that happening, but certainly an MVP type player and Freddie Freeman that would lock down the first base position for a long time. Very good defensively, great offensively as well. So again, not much of a possibility there. I know a lot of people were hoping that the Brewers would trade for him at the past trade deadline. And luckily for the Braves, they did not, because they ended up winning a World Series with him. Just kind of tells you where the Braves were at the trade deadline and just how crazy their season was. But I think he would have been a perfect fit. You know, if he were available in the trade, certainly would have been a great fit in Milwaukee. Still would be a great fit in Milwaukee, but Freddie would also be a great fit just about anywhere he went. But don't see that as a likely scenario this offseason. Brandon Belt also out there as a free agent, a little bit older than Freddie, probably less expensive or will be less expensive, but a veteran left-handed bat, you know, would also be an upgrade at the position, I believe, depending on what, you know, the price is. I mean, talent-wise, I think he would be an upgrade at the position. It just depends on, you know, what his price would be. And then a curious one in Anthony Rizzo. I don't really know what his market is right now, but it's probably still going to be too high for what the Brewers would want to spend if they, you know, and this is something to consider. I talk about these positions, and yes, first base looks like it's, you know, a position that is shored and it's locked up, and it's not necessarily a big need, but we've already seen from David Stearns and staff, you know, they're going to go for the best fit, you know, regardless of position, and they'll figure that out, or I should say the best value. You know, they were in on several players, you know, the Jackie Bradley Jr. signing. I mean, they didn't need an outfielder, and in hindsight, they didn't need Jackie Bradley Jr., but he went out and did that because, you know, it was a value deal on a good player at the time. So, you know, if he feels like there's good value to be had with either a Belt or a Rizzo, and it's an opportunity to upgrade the position and put a big left-handed bat in the lineup, then I don't think he'll hesitate to do that. I still think Belt and Rizzo probably will be out of the price range to make it a good value deal. But certainly, you know, some names to keep an eye on if you wanted to make an upgrade at first base. But again, I'm comfortable with the players that are there for the Brewers. I'm comfortable with Rowdy Tellez being the first baseman for, you know, the next couple of years, and hopefully Baneas is ready to come up, or, you know, perhaps there is somebody else out there that the Brewers have their eye on that they may trade for or sign in the coming years. But as things stand now, first base is not a worry for me. I'm very satisfied, happy with the depth they have at first base going into 2022. But we'll see. Maybe Stearns and staff will surprise us, go after one of those big first base free agents this offseason. And before we wrap up, wanted to mention that Craig Counsell finished runner-up in the NL Manager of the Year voting. It is now the third time in 4 years that he has finished runner-up in the NL Manager of the Year voting. I mean, we all on here know how great of a manager he is. You know, despite not having won one of those, you know, it still tells you the fact that he is very respected by his peers, by everyone in the game of baseball, with what he has continued to do with this Brewers team. That will do it for this episode of Locked On Brewers. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. You can follow me at Shortstop Ball. You can follow Vinny at Vinny Rotino. Also, make sure that you subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast, and we will talk to you next time.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.